I'm with Senator Todd Young, and you just sent a letter to USDA along with Joni Ernst, and we're just talking about what's happening with high path avian influenza. It's a major concern. It's spreading throughout Indiana. What is the letter all about? What do we have to say?
So we're opening up not only communication with the administration, but encouraging the administration to work with our farmers, to work with our legislative delegation and tackle this problem. We want to make sure that there's no interruption in vital services at USDA or other government entities in response to avian flu. President Trump was elected in part on a mandate to tangle with and control inflation. And nothing is a recipe for more elevated prices when it comes to our egg market and poultry market than this avian flu.
In speaking with them, they've said this is our number one priority. Secretary Rollins has come out and said this. Obviously, this is a major concern of yours as well. You just felt like the Senate needed to get involved in this process as well and just provide this roadmap?
Well, you know, my constituents, we've heard from a lot on this. Rank-and-file producers, some public health officials, and even some consumers, you know, owner of restaurants and so forth, have said, hey, what are you doing on this? And so even though we had a certain measure of comfort that this is on the radar of Secretary Rollins, who just assumed this position and I supported at the head of USDA, I think it's very important people know that we're engaged and that we are doing our oversight responsibilities as we're elected to do.